This podcast is brought to you by Sarens. Nothing too heavy, nothing too high. Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Jonathan Faree. Making headlines today. Two people, a police officer and a passenger, were wounded on Tuesday night when occupants of a minibus taxi opened fire on a Rea Vaya bus. Reports indicate that they were in a stable condition this morning. City of Johannesburg member of the Mayoral Committee for Transport, Rehana Musaji, said that the city condemns the violence that occurred in Soweto. She adds that all law enforcement agencies are stepping up their measures to protect the passengers, Rea Vaya staff and property. Musaji said that continuing measures to protect the commuters would include police presence on all buses as well as law enforcement vehicles accompanying the buses. Long and flat steel producers ArcelorMittal South Africa, Cape Gates and Cape Town Iron and Steelworks could face penalties amounting to 10% of their annual turnover in South Africa and their exports from the country in the preceding financial year, the Competition Commission said on Tuesday. Following an investigation into potential collusion in the steel industry, which was initiated in April last year, the Commission announced on Tuesday that it had recommended that the Competition Tribunal impose administrative penalties against the three steel producers. ArcelorMittal South Africa said in the statement that it would cooperate with and present its case to the regulatory authorities in due course. The Departments of Trade and Industry had initially raised concerns over steel prices. Also making headlines, Public Enterprises Director General Portia Malefe resigns. South Africa's manufacturing sector on strike to join global rebound. South Africa's renewable energy policy to be reviewed. And August new vehicle sales offer no solace to a battered industry. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.